Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Ever wondered, Ben, why pop-up restaurants and shops seem to be popping up all over the place?
Yes, I have.
Or why crowdfunding is the new black?
Yes, I have.
Well, you can limit your carbon footprint while getting to know your neighbours. Did you know that?
It's probably a good idea, actually. I don't think we do it.
That's right. Well, there's a brand new book. It's called Doing It Differently by Kylie Leek. Hi, Kylie.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show. Now, your first book, Urban Trends, that was a part of a series, wasn't it?
Well, the whole series, there's going to be a series of three books, and Doing It Differently is the first in the series.
And tell us about the book.
Well, I think the simplest way is to kind of explain it is that it's just really cool and creative things that are happening all over the world in cities. This first book is about the community-led kind of projects, so the grassroots attempts by local people to make their cities better for them.
And so is it full of ideas that, you know, people can kind of take into their everyday lives?
Definitely. There's projects from, like in India, New York, San Francisco, things that are happening in Europe, and from simple projects like bookshares, where you can get, we've got one out the front of our office actually, where you can leave books that you don't need and people kind of respect that and bring more books, through to much bigger projects about, you know, taking over car parks and making them into green spaces or safe places for children to play.
Now, the pop-up movement is just extraordinary. You know, I think it came on our radar a few years back, you know, with restaurants and stuff, but it just seems to be, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new kind of pop-up something coming. What's your take on that?
It's an interesting one. We've been kind of looking at whether or not we're sort of just capturing a moment in time or whether or not these kind of low-cost experiments are going to be part of a bigger strategic solution for cities. And I think there's a bit of both. Some of them are just really a reflection of the fact that people can't pay big rents or they can't get locked in for long-term leases. So they're kind of saying, well, here's an opportunity. Let's go in there and do something and experiment. And then I think there's also a real sort of pickup from the sort of commercial or more sort of corporate world who are saying, well, there's an opportunity here for us as well.
Do you think it's though also, you know, as a society, we're really taking back and creating the kinds of cities we want to live in? The introduction of farmers markets in cities and people riding bikes. I don't know. You know, I'm very fortunate that I get to travel quite a bit. And it's amazing how all these really big cities now, you know, you see a lot more people on bikes. And it's not just a weekend that they'll have a farmers market, but they're really good farmers markets, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Yeah. If I go, there's a term for the bike riding phenomenon, which is called Copenhagenization.
Oh, really? I wish we all looked as good as those Copenhagen people.
Yeah.
I know, on your bicycle.
But I suppose one of the big battles that you would have is people would say, well, how much does this all cost? We're willing to do some changes, but, you know, is there a cost associated with this?
Mm.
So how do you get around that?
A lot of it's just very generous human beings who kind of give their time and resources.
Yeah.
And that's part of it, I think. I mean, a really important part of all of this work and that you see all around the world is that most of it's been triggered by people who have just actually given their time and expertise and said, well, what could I do better just today?
Mm.
You know, it's not about the long term and investing, you know, a million hours or kind of or lots of money.
I'm interested to know, is it easier to lead these types of projects from a regional perspective? I mean, you go into some beautiful country towns like Mudgee and places like that, and you can see obviously they've adopted some of these techniques, and it is a beautiful place to visit, and you sort of feel that it's a nice villagey atmosphere. Does the city have to take note from the country?
I think that what the country has that sometimes cities lack is that really strong community network.
Mm.
So volunteerism as well is something that's kind of normal. You know, if someone's property, if there's a problem and they need help, people just go, well, it could be me, so they go and do that. So we could certainly learn in that way from the country of saying, well, look what you can get if you work together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exciting.
It is exciting. Well, Kylie, thank you for joining us on today's program, author of Doing It Differently. And of course, for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com. Thank you for your time.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.